It's certainly good to see a sinner come to the Lord's altar, and we should be thankful.
Amen.
We should be thankful. That's the best move you could ever make, and pray to God that we'll leave nothing undone today. How important it is, if there's something on your heart, the Lord moving you, that you need to do that. You know, in a service sometimes you don't know what to do. You don't want to hinder someone or hinder the Lord's cause, and I understand that. And if there's something you need to do or say and sing or pray or whatever we need to do, we need to be busy. We need to be about the Lord's business. And I feel like I need to read some scripture. I got a thought on my heart. I don't want to stand in the way of anybody or anything. And if there's something you need to do while I'm up here preaching or attempting to preach, you do that. You do that, I beg you. We're thankful today for the opportunity and thankful that the Lord led us this way. I've been burdened for over a week with a thought, and I've got an appointment tonight over at Fountain Run, and we're going to go that way, and I've been very troubled, I guess, and with the thought I had and wrestled around with it, and Brother Rick sent me a message this week, and you know, it's when the Lord reminds you that He's in control and we're not, that's humbling sometimes, and I'm thankful for that. So I desire your prayers, not above anybody else, but be thy Lord's will. And I beg you, if there's something you need to do, let's be busy about that. You won't interrupt me at all. Keep this sister at our prayers, Lord. Help her. If you've got your Bible, we've got a reading lesson here, and that we'll try to attempt to read, and it'll be in the book of Ezekiel. 34th chapter of Ezekiel. It says, "And the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, Son of man, prophesy against the shepherds of Israel. Prophesy and say unto them, Thus saith the Lord God unto the shepherds, Woe be to the shepherds of Israel that do feed themselves. Should not the shepherds feed the flocks? Ye eat the fat, and ye clothe you with wool, ye kill them that are fed, but ye feed not the flock. The diseased have ye not strengthened, neither have ye healed that which was sick, neither have ye bound up that which was broken. Neither have ye brought again that which was driven away, neither have ye sought that which was lost. But with force and with cruelty have ye ruled them. And they were scattered because there is no shepherd, and they became meat to all the beasts of the field when they were scattered. My sheep wandered through all the mountains and upon every high hill. Yea, my flock was scattered upon all the face of the earth, and none did search or seek after them. Therefore, ye shepherds, hear the word of the Lord. As I live, saith the Lord God, surely because my flock became a prey, and my flock became meat to every beast of the field, because there was no shepherd, neither did my shepherds search for my flock, but the shepherds fed themselves, and fed not my flock. Therefore, O ye shepherds, hear the word of the Lord. Thus saith the Lord God, Behold, I am against the shepherds, and I will require my flock at their hand, and cause them to cease from feeding the flock. Neither shall the shepherds feed themselves any more, for I will deliver my flock from their mouth, that they may not be meat for them. For thus saith the Lord God, Behold, I, even I, will both search my sheep and seek them out. As a shepherd seeketh out his flock in the day that he is among his sheep that are scattered, so will I seek out my sheep and will deliver them out of all places where they have been scattered in the cloudy and dark day. And I will bring them out from the people and gather them from the countries and will bring them to their own land and feed them upon the mountains of Israel by the rivers and in all the inhabited places of the country. I will feed them in a good pasture, and upon the high mountains of Israel shall their fold be. There shall they lie in a good fold, and in a fat pasture shall they feed upon the mountains of Israel. I will feed my flock, and I will cause them to lie down, and saith the Lord God. I will seek that which was lost, and bring again that which was driven away, and will bind up that which was broken, and will strengthen that which was sick. But I will destroy the fat and the strong. I will feed them with judgment. And as for you, O my flock, thus saith the Lord God, behold, I judge between cattle and cattle, between the rams and the he-goats. Seemeth it a small thing unto you to have eaten up the good pasture, but you must tread down with your feet the residue of your pastures, and to have drunk of the deep waters, but you must foul the residue with your feet. And as for my flock, they eat that which you have trodden with your feet, and they drink that which you have fouled with your feet. Therefore thus saith the Lord God unto them, behold, I, even I, will judge between the fat cattle and between the lean cattle. Because ye have thrust with side and with shoulder and pushed all the disease with your horns till you have scattered them abroad. Therefore will I save my flock, and they shall no more be a prey, and I will judge between cattle and cattle. With the mistakes we may have made there, that's the 34th chapter of Ezekiel, reading there, and Ezekiel being a priest here, and God is speaking unto him and telling him to warn thereof the flock of Israel. And he's speaking there to warn them of, woe be to the shepherds of Israel that do feed themselves. And as we studied on this, we find that the shepherds that they're talking about there are those that are in governance or spiritual leaders, and those that have taken lead over the children of Israel there. And as Ezekiel is prophesying there from the Lord, and he's speaking unto them, he's telling them to look out for those shepherds that have fed themselves before they fed the flock of God. And the thought that we have comes out of the fifth verse there, and it says, and they were scattered because there is no shepherd, and they became meat to all the beasts of the field when they were scattered. And as we were studying on this, we thought about the Lord's church today. And we thought about just how scattered that we seem to be amongst God's people today. And we think about, as we look, and how that the shepherds over time, and this time they had led them astray and not even and fed them at all, which is the same as we are today when you look out into the world, at the many different directions that God's people are going, in the many different directions when you look at our churches here, the Lord's true church, only church, as far as the history shows, that how scattered that we are amongst each other. And when we look into the fourth verse there, it says that which the diseased have you not strengthened, neither have you healed that which was sick, neither have you bound up that which was broken, neither have you brought again that which was driven away, neither have you sought that which was lost, but with force and with cruelty have you ruled them. And as we thought and studied on this, we look at over in 1 Peter 5 and 3, and I'm going to skip around a little bit. As we studied, we found thoughts here and there, and in 1 Peter 5 and 3 it says, to feed the flock of God which is among you, taking the oversight thereof, not by constraint, but willingly, not with filthy lucre, but of ready mind, neither as being lords over God's heritage, but being an example to the flock. And when the chief shepherd shall appear, you shall receive a crown of glory that fadeth not away. And as we thought and prayed on this, we think about that how many have come before us that have exercised and tried to be lords over God's heritage, and how that they have taken these little flocks and led them into danger and led them into stray and got them scattered here and scattered there, and divisions among them here and divisions among them there. And no doubt that the reason that these men have done that is for their own promotions, as we had in our reading lesson there. They fed themselves before they fed the flock of God. And when a man has the ability to stand up and tickle the ears of those that are in the congregation, and then they'll follow him around like little sheep, he will lead them into destruction. And no doubt that many have come before us that have tried to lead the flock of God
for filthy lucre's sake to either pat in their own back pocket or to pump them up or to say my congregation's got this many or my congregation's got that many. When we look out into the world today and we see these so-called churches, I call them the mega churches, where they've got auditoriums full of people and you got so-called preacher man up there with skinny jeans on, with rhinestones on his tail and his western shirt untucked, and all he's worried about is how many people he can cut coming in the door and how many people's going to put some money in the plate and how good that he's going to make himself look, and he never mind the whole flock of God. He looks like a rhinestone cowboy there, telling those people anything that they want to hear so that they'll come back every Sunday and they'll put into his plate and they'll build him up. You all know, and you've all seen them, it's no different than those we see on TV, that at $35 a ticket, they'll fill up an auditorium full of people. Honey, if a man has the interest of God's word and the flock of God, he'll not expect a dime for his works. God help us today. We realize that men will deceive for their own good. They did it back in the Old Testament. They did it here in the New Testament. And we find, if we'll look over in Acts, 20th chapter of Acts, now this is Paul's writing. Paul was warning the elders here. 20th chapter of Acts and 28th verse. He says, "Take heed, therefore, unto yourselves and to all the flock over the which the Holy Ghost hath made you overseers, to feed the church of God, which he hath purchased with his own blood. For I know this, that after my departing shall grievous wolves enter in among you, not sparing the flock. Also of your own selves, talking about the elders there, shall men arise speaking perverse things to draw away disciples out of them." Now he's speaking to those elders. The elders we have here, wherever you may be in the congregation, he's warning them, saying, "Hey, these men's going to come forth. You need to be able to recognize them. I'm warning you today, when you see them come up, you get them out the door." Now, listen, they can tear a congregation apart. They can divide her, just as we're divided today amongst our churches. In some places, me and my brother Zach, and I'm not bragging saying this, had the privilege to travel out into a little church out in Arkansas. Long way to go, but thank God for his blessings upon me. Thank God he gave me the ability to go. And thank God that I went, because I got to see a few things there. We got there in this little old church, and counting me and Zach, there was about 8 or 9 people there in attendance. They were some of the most spiritual, humble people that desired the Word of God. Didn't care what time we started. Didn't care what time we ended. They sang to the top of their lungs and didn't care who heard them. But I'm going to tell you what. There was 8 or 10 of us there. What had happened? I asked them about it. Not being nosy, but they told me. They had over 200 people. About like this church. Had about 200 people. Man come in. Pastor, he let them off. He no doubt tickled their ears. He divided them up. Went and started his own mission about 5 miles up the road, not under the authority of that church. Took the whole congregation with him. Set that church up. He don't even preach anymore. His wife divorced him and left him. Now the church that he set up, they'll take a baptism out of any old church. Honey, that can happen here today. We need to be aware of who we've got inside our book boards, because they can do the very self same thing in our area today. And pray to God that we can realize that when a man is up here, and I'm not knocking anybody here today, but when a man is here to tickle your ears, to preach to you whatever that he thinks will make him more popular or for him to get his pocketbook padded, honey, y'all need to show him the door. When they were talking in our reading lesson, y'all pray for me. They were talking in the reading lesson about how they fed themselves. The shepherds fed themselves before they fed the flock. The disease have you not strengthened, neither have you healed that which was sick. Talking about those that are weak among us. That's what it's talking about. And you say, preacher, what are you talking about feeding the flock? I'm going to get there in just a minute with the Lord's help. Talking about feeding the flock. The Bible over in the New Testament talks several times, and we're going to read some of that, about the milk of the Word and the meat of the Word. Now, there's a difference in that. You think about a young lamb when it's born. It's on its mother's milk. And then in the parable here, what it called about the flock, it's talking about the sheep and the fold. And as that young lamb is being nourished with its mother's milk, at some point, when it gets old enough, it's going to have to graduate into what they call meat. In this sense, it's not talking about ribeyes and pork chops and T-bones. It's talking about meat or solid food. When we have babies, we have our kids and children, they cannot live just on milk. At some point, we have to give them meat so that they can grow and get strong and get protein and grow up to be strong individuals. And that's exactly what the Scripture here is talking about. And as we look over in, let's go into the Corinthian letter here. 1 Corinthians chapter 3. Once again, Paul writing there to the church in Corinth, and he says, "And I, brethren, could not speak unto you as unto spiritual, but as unto carnal. Even as unto babes in Christ, I have fed you with the milk and not with meat. For hither ye were not able to bear it, neither ye now are ye able. For ye are yet carnal, for whereas there is among you envying and strife and division, and yet ye not carnal, and walk as men." You see, Paul realized here that, hey, they were split upon who then is Paul and who is Apollos. They couldn't figure it out, and he's telling them, You all are in a carnal sense here. You're not thinking. So we're going to have to go right back down to the basics. We're going to have to get right back down to the basics of our doctrines. And honey, the basics are needed today. The milk of the Word is needed today. This young girl up here on the altar, she needs the milk of the Word. We need to show her the way to salvation through Jesus Christ. Absolutely need the milk of the Word, but we cannot, as Baptist people, live on milk alone. We have got to have the meat of the Word as well. And the meat of the Word today is those doctrines that uphold the truth of what we teach and preach today and hold so dear. If you don't think we're scattered as God's people, look at our Baptist churches today. We're in about 3 different divisions right now. And no doubt it's because the meat of God's Word was left off at some point. Honey, we're divided on things that are so simple. The things of our doctrine, the things of our beliefs that we can back up with the Bible, that are just the very, very basics. When it turns into church fellowship or membership or baptisms. And honey, we're living in a day, how sad it is when people are getting excluded because they follow the Lord and they join with another church. How sad of a time that is. How sad of a time it is when we have division and confusion because we've got men that are excluded, that are taking in the ordinance of the church, giving baptisms and the Lord's Supper. It's creating division, and God is not the author of confusion. Amen. Brethren, man has created these issues. Man has created these issues. It's not God. The Scriptures tell us God is not the author of confusion. And due to the lack of the meat of the Word being preached before God's people, we have become weak. We have become weak. We can't even stand against the most simplest of doctrines. We need to have a desire for the meat of the Word. Lord, help Brother Benji. Lord, I wish he's up here right now and I didn't have this old burden on me. But thank God for him as he come forth in a time when we were divided here. Whether you want to hear it or not, we were divided here. You had a pastor election with 3 different ones and it was split all over. Now listen, we need to be real about this. First time I ever met him in person was right back there and it's on my heart. And I said, God bless you. They need to meet. And thanks be unto God, from what I know and the messages I've heard him preach, I believe he's giving you the meat. Now, it's the church's job. It's y'all's job. That whenever he's up here, God knows that when an old preacher gets bound up with a burden, it's not easy to come up here and to try to preach and get things off your heart that you know is going to step on toes, that you know is going to dig into the heart of people that, Lord, it may make them think, well, I don't like them. No, that is not the case. The case is that he loves you when he's preaching those things, and he wants the best thing for his flock here. So when he gets behind the old plow and he goes to pushing her along and the old dirt's rolling out, y'all get behind him and help him. Y'all get behind him and help him. I'm not saying you have to amen every word that he says, but let him know you support him, because these little ones out here will see that. And when you're supporting the word of God, they will follow suit. It's not easy. No, it's never been easy. But it's your job as the church to get behind your pastor. And when he's preaching the word of God, y'all need to desire the milk and you need to desire the meat. We need to desire the meat. God help him that he will always worry about what God gives him to preach and not fear any one of you sitting out here of what you think. Amen. That don't matter. Amen. It's what God thinks. He's got one man to please. And Lord help that when he gets up here, he'll never, ever, never preach what he thinks will tickle your ears and heart. We don't need patting on the back in the Lord's house. We need the truth of God's word. And if it bothers you, then you need to take it up with God Almighty. Because he's got a job to do, and that's to feed the flock of God. And thanks be unto God, he's a doing it. And y'all need to back him when he does. I can imagine as a pastor, and the Lord may never give me that, and times I wish he wouldn't. I'm a pitiful excuse for a preacher just to preach on occasion, but I can imagine how lonely it would get up here, looking out, knowing you're responsible for delivering such messages that the Lord gives you. God help him. God help him wherever they're at. And you men that are called, you don't be afraid of what God gives you. When he gives you a message, you go and you deliver it, and you don't worry about what anybody thinks about you. You give the message that God gives you and nothing more and nothing less. And it'll be all right. Amen. It'll be all right. We need to have a desire for the meat of the word. It will make us stronger. It will help us grow. It'll help us fend off the things of the world. You see, if we're weak, any old thing can come in the back door. If we're weak, any old thing can come in here and it can split us. It'll divide us right up the middle. But if we're strong, we can resist that. Over in Ephesians letter, 6th chapter, it talks about put on the whole armor of God that we may resist the wiles of the devil, I believe is how it reads. Honey, the devil's dying to get up in this church. He's dying to get in the other churches. He wants to get in there and cause division. If there's division among you, it's not because of God, it's because of the devil. But if we're not strong enough as God's people to try to stand against things, and it's okay to stand against things. I promise you, if you're standing for the principles of God and what that book says, it is okay. It doesn't matter who it offends. You've got God on your side. Help us. Lord, help us that we desire the meat of the word. I believe I'm done. Get behind your pastor. Desire the good doctrines, the meat of the word. If we're not ready for it, then we need to desire that we get ready for it. These little ones here, they're counting on you all. You elders, the whole church is counting on you to make sure that the man that's behind this book board, and thank God for Brother Benji that he is, hopefully he'll be here in the next week. But thank God that he's leading you the right way. God will bless him for that. But when he's done with him, Brother Benji knows that. It don't matter what it is. He needs to move on. He needs to move on. I hope he's here forever and ever. I hope he keeps feeding you. But a man don't need to just stay around just because things are good and we get a little bit of sleep at Zion. We don't need to do that. He needs to move on. God's got other works for him. But Lord, help us today. Lord, help us as a church. that we desire the meat of the Word. God help you. Let's get a song.